And again, it's still from the Sefer Or Gedaliah. We'll come back to the Elul pieces probably in the next week and the week after, because some of the pieces are more connected to the Parshios we read in Elul, so it would be more timely to line them up with the Parshios. Okay, so let's learn the first two pieces in his Likutei Diburim al Inyanei Rosh Hashanah. It's on page 12. Okay, take a look. B'Gemara Rosh Hashanah Lamed Daled Amud Beis. Amar Rabba, Rabba taught the following. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's just an amazing thing. You just read a Gemara like this, you don't pause even for a second. Amar Rabba, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Really, Rabba, how did you know that God said this? Okay, that question's not for now. It's just to die to process it for half a second. So Rabba says, Azoy Zak the Rabbanu Shalom. Here's what the Rabbanu Shalom says. Imru lefanai malchios, kidei shetamlichuni aleichem. We know, of course, in Rosh Hashanah, we recite as part of the Tefillah of Musaf, Malchios, Zichronos, Shofros. Says Rabbah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to us, say the Psukim of Malchios, and the Bracha of Malchios. Say that section of the Tefillah. Say before me Malchios. And what do you do? What happens when you say Malchios? Kidei shetamlichuni aleichem. Because by reciting these psukim, you're mamlich me, you make me king. We're declaring HaKadosh Baruch Hu king. Zichronos, recite Zichronos, kedei sheyavo lefanai zichroneichem letova. Say Zichronos so that hopefully Hashem says I can remember all the good things that you've done. Obviously remembering by Hashem is a complicated idea, maybe mentioning, right? But we're trying to be ma'orer, our zchus, before Hashem. Zichronos, Hashem, remember all the good things that the Jewish people have done individually, collectively. And then the Gemara says, Uva men, how does one do that? Bashofar. Okay? Meaning we have Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. Say Malchios to crown Hashem king. Say Zichronos to reawaken the positive feelings that Hashem has for us. And then how does one do that? Obviously, we also recite Shofros, but more than reciting Shofros, how do we do it? With a shofar. What do you mean, how do we do it with a shofar? Chaver, how do we say Malchios? By saying Malchios. How do we say Zichronos? No, Armando, how do we say Zichronos? We say that section of the Tefillah, Zichronos. We say those psukim. So what do you mean when the Gemara says, but how do you do it with a shofar? What do you mean, how do you do it? You do it by reading by reciting the words, hopefully with a lot of emotion, of your sitter, of your machzer. What's the Gemara's question? How do you do it with a shofar? You do it by davening. Imru lefanai malchios. Say before me malchios. With what vehicle do you do it? With a shofar. What does that mean, you do it with a shofar? You do it with your speech. You do it by davening. V'hikshal ze b'sfas emes. B'sfas emes is the question. The Rosh Hashanah tofresh memtes. B'sfas emes raised the question on Rosh Hashanah in the year 1889. Tofresh memtes. Halo kvar ka'amar sha'al yidei ha'amira yala hazikaron lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu letova. What is the Gemara asking when it says, right, beiz mem hey, how do you do it? Bameh, how do you do it? With what? With what do you do it? What do you mean with what do you do it? The way that you say Malchios is by saying Malchios. So Hashem says, the way that you awaken Hashem's zikaron, so to speak, zichronos, is by saying zichronos. So what's the Gemara's question? What exactly is the Gemara asking when it says uvameh? How is it done? We know how it's done. It's done through tefillah. Does everyone understand the Sfas Emes' question? The Gemara told us, say Malchios, say Zichronos, how do you do it with a shofar? That's not true. You don't say Malchios with a shofar. You say Malchios, so you could say, maybe Nusach Sfard, they blow the shofar. If you see them, they blow the shofar during the silent Shemoneh Esrei. Maybe that's what it's... I don't know, what does it mean? What's the uvameh? So Sfas Emes says, the Gemara is asking about a specific word. How do you say Malchios? By saying Malchios. How do you do Zichronos? By reciting Zichronos. But the Gemara said that when you do this, what does it do? Go back to the third line. Kedei sheyavo lefanai zichroneichem letova. You know which word the Gemara is asking on how is it done? How is it possible? Lefanai. How do you break through that much? How do you get lefana? How do you get right in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? What tool do you use? We daven all the time. We often feel far from Hashem. What's the vehicle to get lefanai, to get mamish lefnai v'lefnim, as we'll talk about? How do I get right up in front of the king of the world on Rosh Hashanah? And the answer is the shofar is that vehicle that takes me there. The shofar pushes a person forward. Let's read inside. The Gemara answers, the Mitari's ki kushes the Gemara, the Sfasemis answers, that the Gemara's question he, al mashakosav shiyavu lefanai. The Gemara's question is, okay, I understand that you want to crown Hashem, you want to awaken the good feeling, but how do you get to the front of the line? How is every Jew standing lefnei Hashem? Right? What key do you have? What pass do you have to get so close, to get in there? And the answer is, Ge'ech ba'adam lefnei Hashem. How do you come lefnei Hashem? Va'al zeh kamar ha-gemara ki be'emtso satikiyo shofar ba'adam lefnei ha-kadosh baruch hu. That's the power of the shofar. That's the amazing tool of the shofar. When you hear that blast, it just pushes a person forward. I was listening this morning on the way into IU, a shiur from from Yerush Yeshiva, Rabbi David, Rabbi Avishai David. Who went to Torah Shraga here? By show of hands. Okay, so Rabbi David was sharing from one of his Rebbeim an explanation of the Gemara that says in Brachos that the place that a Baal Tshuva stands, a tzaddik gomor can't reach, right? Bakum Shabali Tshuva Omdim. The place where a Baal Tshuva can reach is greater than a tzaddik. What does that mean? A person who did all the Averos and then did Tshuva can reach a higher place than a person who was a tzaddik his whole life, who had steady growth over the course of a lifetime. So David was struggling to give a football mashal. And he was having a good time knowing that he doesn't know the players. But he was saying this is not the mashal from his Rebbe, he was a Talmud of the Brisker Rebbe, but he was practicing because yeshiva's starting, so he's practicing, talking to American kids, even though he's talking to Balabatim and Ramat Beishevish. And he was saying, there's two ways to get down the field in football. You could grind it out, a couple yards at a time. You're running back and blocking and making openings, find a hole, try to pick up a couple of yards. And every now and again, you can throw the ball, long downfield, 60-yard pass. Right? More often than not, right? It's very, very exciting. It's more exciting than a handoff and pick up 2 yards, another 2 yards, another 2 yards. Grind it out for a first down, short little pass to the side. So David said that one of his Rebbeim compared it to trying to get into outer space. How does one overcome the gravitational pull of the Earth? You need tremendous thrust. The difference between, what does it mean the Baal Tshuva can reach a place that a tzaddik can't reach? Because the tzaddik is always picking up a couple of yards, a couple of yards, a couple of yards, that might be a better strategy to actually win games. But it's not as exciting, and it doesn't have as much oomph as what? As sort of that, that long bomb pass. For a person to blast off into outer space, you need tremendous thrust. And the truth is that Rabbi David, Baalei Tshuva have that thrust. Sometimes a Baal Tshuva has, because he so badly wants to transform his life, he has this drive that can push him to reach certain places that a regular, slow and steady tzaddik, a person of normal growth, may not be able to reach. Baal Tshuva has something that he's fighting for, he's more desperate. He throws that that long bomb pass at the end of the game because it's now or never. He feels that sense. As opposed to the one who throughout the course of the game made the right play calls and was in position to win, slow and steady. So the shofar, in a certain sense, he wasn't talking about the shofar, but I think you could say in a certain sense, the shofar is kind of like that blast, The shofar is that awesome thrust to blast the rocket ship into outer space, to overcome the gravitational pull. How does one do that? It takes tremendous force. The shofar is that blast off. So that's the Gemara's question. Yeah, of course we can be Mamlech Hashem from a distance. We can stand in the crowd, so to speak, and we can chant from a distance, standing, pointing at the palace, long live the king. And we could try, like the mashalim of the king's caravan driving by. You could try to throw a letter into the king so that he gets to read it. Maybe he'll see your name. Maybe he'll hear your request. But the fact that everyone should be able to come mamish before Hashem during the Yom Noram, how do you do that? How do you get so close? There's so many things in the way. You need something to break down all those doors. And that axe, that sledgehammer, or that key, that gets you direct access, says the Sfas Emes, is the shofar. Let's keep reading. Again, ki be'emtzos hatkiya shofar ba adam lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By way of the shofar, one comes to stand right before Hashem. Ukidivrei HaGemara le'el, as the Gemara said, now here on the page it says Chaf Zayin Amad Aleph. This Gemara actually appears in Daf Chaf Vav Amad Aleph. Okay, so for those who are paying close attention, Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Vav Amad Aleph, the Gemara says, the shofar kevan dilizikaron ka'asi, since the shofar comes to arouse zikaron, kilifnim dami. Kilifnim dami. It's like the inside. What does that mean? So let me just give you the context of the Gemara. The Gemara is discussing what the shofar should be made out of, what type of animal's horn should be used, can it be plated in gold, can it not be plated in gold. The Gemara eventually picks up on a concern of what? Of ein kategor nasa sanegor, which means what? Which means when you're trying to defend yourself, don't bring things that are harmful to your case. One of the most harmful things we did collectively in history was the cheta egel. So I don't want to use an animal horn, right, that's going to remind Hashem of the cheta egel. I want to stay away from a par, from a para. I don't want to be involved in anything that's reminiscent of the egel. The Kohen Gadol, when he goes into the Kodesh Kadashim and he's standing lifnai v'lifnim, he does not wear the big day zahav. Kohen Gadol does not wear the 8 golden garments, he wears the plain 4 white garments. And the reason is because when you're lifnim, when you're right in front of Hashem kiviyachol, so you don't want to remind Hashem, gold. Gold reminds me of a golden calf. Oh, right. Right. And Hashem looks at us and says, what do you want from me? After you did that, you want me to forgive you? You want me to give you shefa and bracha and all good things? So the Gemara, when it's discussing the shofar, interestingly enough, it says that the shofar, even though, where are we blowing it? I don't know. In whatever shul you're davening it. But the shofar has an ability to go lifnim. Shofar cave, look at this line from the Gemara. Shofar cave into the zikaron ka'asi. Since the shofar goes into the deepest place, so to speak, of God's mind, if you could say such a thing, kilifnim dami. It's mamish. The shofar, it's the inside track. Think about it. Where does the shofar come from within us? It's a breath of air from a person's kishkas. It's mamish from the deepest part of a person. From the inside of a person. The pneumius of a person. I don't want to get into it now, but since I just remembered, I'll just mention it for half a second. Because it's a really amazing idea to think about. I don't know if we spoke about it one year. We could die to have a whole shiur on it. It's a really amazing idea to think about. If you think about it for a second, if you just think about it for 1 second, as much as we think of Rosh Hashanah as the beginning of the year, it's really not. Because if we're Old Testament Jews, which I'm pretty sure we are, hope we are, if we believe in the Bible tells us about Chodesh Nisan, yeah? HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodashim. According to that, what month is Tishrei? The 7th month. It's the beginning of the 7th month. You know another way to say the beginning of the 7th month? What's another way to say the beginning of the 7th month? The exact middle point of the year. Think about that for a second. Rosh Hashanah, if you think about Aleph Tishrei, counting from Nisan, it's mamish, the pnimius of the year. It's the middle point of the year. And therefore we take out our shofar, which takes us mamish lefnai v'lefnim. Who goes lefnai v'lefnim on Yom Kippur? One Jew, Kohen Gadol, once a year. We dream what it would be like to go lefnai v'lefnim, you know, to go into the Kodesh Kadashim, to go into the innermost chamber. When a Jew blows the shofar, what's the Gemara say? Kilifnim dami. It takes you mamish in, and that's why it's an expression that has to come from lifnim. When you blow the shofar, what do? You take a breath of air, right? Mamish to the center of your being, and then you bring it out. You try to bring out your pnimius. You try to blow out from the depths of your being. Chavi, you hear the imagery? You have to have this picture in your head. When someone blows the shofar, they're bringing out their pnimius on Aleph Tishrei, which is mamish the middle point of the year. It's an amazing idea. Everyone becomes, in a certain sense, like a Kohen Gadol, lifnai v'lifnim. V'tzarech ha'odom lasos v'atzmo cheshbon ha'nefesh be'is asher hu ba'ol lehisyatzev lifnei Hashem. So if you're standing, you're not just one of the crowd. People like to hide on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you know? Like, I got to find a seat in Shul where where I can kind of like just, you know, I surround myself with some like nice people. They're probably going to do well. It's on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so I'll sit near them and like Hashem will kind of just glance over my section. They'll all be good. No way. Over in Lefanav Kibnei Maron, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah says, we pass before Hashem and Rosh Hashanah single file, one by one. The Gemara has three mashalim for what Bnei Maron means. Either like sheep passing before the shepherd, soldiers going out to war, a narrow pass in a mountain, all sorts of different mashalim. But the bottom line is Hashem looks at you individually. So if you think you're just going to like, you know, scream out HaMelech from the distance, like, Hashem, I believe in you, you're the king, yeah. Hashem, no, come here, let's talk a little. Fnai v'lefnim, sit down. Let's have a real conversation. You can't avoid that. So says the Orgad Aliyah, if you're going to stand before Hashem, mamish, so maybe make a chashbon nefesh. Maybe get yourself ready. Maybe use Chodesh El wisely so you don't show up on Rosh Hashanah morning figuring out, like, you know, how the machzer even works. Sit down and learn the machzer. The tzaddikim would sit and learn the machzer. The Belzer Rebbe used to sit with his children and learn the machzer. Learn the machzer, not just read the words, know how to translate. I don't need to learn how to translate them in advance. I have an interlinear machzer anyways. I can learn it as I go. It's late in the game. No? Not giving up. Yeah, what do you want? That's it. What do you want to say?
Can I just take a step back to the...
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Right.
She says there that really God's role is growing to
right.
The
egg, but instead, Egel created the possibility. Yeah. So Shem forced us to make that egg.
So that we have the opportunity for God's tools.
Right.
So say, I don't know. Too precisely sure.
Right. That's a good question. That Gemara is going to take a lot of explaining.
Okay. Sound like a poetry.
But yeah. No. Yeah. Chede Egel is the whole creation of tshuva. So let's bring Chet Egel to the table. Yeah. Let's bring our veiros to the table. Let's show Hashem that we're going to fix them.
Hashem, this is exactly what you want.
Right. You gave us Chet. You set up Chet Egel in a certain way of divine intervention in order to facilitate the possibility of tshuva. That's a deep question. Okay, let's keep reading. I'm not doing that now. We have a schedule. We can just do whatever we want, whenever we want. Okay, good. So it says a person should make a cheshbon and nefesh. So let's think about this. Just think about this. You're going lifnai v'lifnim. Shekemo shebizman shahaya beis hamikdash kayim. Let's talk about a regular Jew in the time of the beis hamikdash. We're so distant from this reality. It's tragic. Vaya adam ole liyushalayim. A Jew would come to Yushalayim Yer Kodesh. Chaver, please look inside. It's for you, not for me. Ba'gimu regalim. A Jew would come to the beis hamikdash on the shalosh regalim. The Haros Pnei Hashem, to have an encounter, a face-to-face encounter with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Haya Mechin Es Atzmo, Haya Shav B'Tshuva Shlema. You were terrified, you were nervous, you were anxious, and because of that, you got yourself prepared. A person would do tshuva, a person would be Mechin Es Atzmo, he'd prepare himself on his way to Yerushalayim. Asher Hu Bolis Yatzeh L'Fnei Hashem. And by the way, you weren't going to the Kodesh Kadashim, you were just coming up Harabayas to the base of Mikdash. But you felt the sense, I'm coming before God. I can't come in my dirty clothes. Metaphorically speaking, I gotta be ready. I'm standing with Hashem. Nu, what about nowadays? V'hayom af shechor es hamikdash. Nowadays we don't have aliyah l'regel. V'ein lano harikpanim ba'gimel regalim. We don't have Pesach Shua Sukkis to come to the base of Mikdash like we did. Aval, underline these lines. Aval b'rosh Hashana b'tekiyofar. And you'll say, Moshe Tzvi, why are you learning this now? It's not Rosh Hashanah yet. We hope you've been going to shul in the morning and hearing the shofar. So you need to understand what the shofar is doing for you. What happens when you hear the shofar? B'tkiya shofar niskayim hari'iyas panim shahayiv beis hamikdash ba'gimel regalim. When you hear the shofar, it's an encounter with Hashem. Kilifnim dami. The shofar is again, it's that thrust to overcome the gravitational pull of this world. And to stand before the Rabbona Sholom. It's a good mashal that Rabbi David brought. Uve emes hari'iyas panim Rosh Hashanah hu lifnai v'lifnim. It says with Gedal Yeshur, I'll up the ante. It's not just coming to the Beis HaMikdash. Like I've been telling you, you're a Kohen Gadol. You're going lifnai v'lifnim. The Svarim recommend, Halachic Svarim recommend, not to wear gold, right, on Yom Kippur. Maybe on Rosh Hashanah as well. Why? I'm not the Kohen Gadol. I'm not going into the Kodesh Kadashim. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Every Jew goes lefnai v'lefnim on Rosh Hashanah. Kidamash from the Gemara. Shal tekiya shofar amrinan ein kategor nasa sanegor. When the shofar is being sounded, we have to be careful that it doesn't remind Hashem of the Chet Ha'egel. Right? But that concern, the Gemara says, is a concern in the Kodesh Kadashim. Right, because the Kiyas Shofar takes you to the Kodesh Kadashim. It rips us open. It gets down to the Kishkas. Why are we worried about the Shofar reminding of Chet Ha'egel? That concern is only in Lifnai V'Lifnim, in Kodesh Kadashim. Says Rav Gedalia Shor, we are in Kodesh Kadashim. U'mashma kibet the Kiyas Shofar, anu nechnasim Lifnai V'Lifnim. That's awesome. That's what you're supposed to feel. When you feel that, if you're listening to the shofar deeply and thinking about things you've done or want to do, and you feel that little, you know, sharp pain in your stomach when you hear the shofar, whether on Rosh Hashanah or in the month of El, that's good. That's your pneumius crying out. That means the shofar is touching the deepest part of you. That's gvaldik. That's great. That's what it's supposed to do. The yesh la adam lisboni. And concludes over Gedalia Shor, the first column. Think about it like this. Ima kohen gadol. In a Kohen Gadol, picture a Kohen Gadol, whatever your picture of a Kohen Gadol must be. If the Kohen Gadol be'eis shehu nichnas lefnai v'lefnim, if the Kohen Gadol, who was already such a tzaddik, such a kadosh, such a heilig yid, would spend all this time getting himself ready for Yom Kippur, the first mission of Meseches Yoma, the Kohen Gadol has to be isolated, quarantined, for 7 days to prepare himself mentally. You know, he's the frummest guy in Klal Yisrael. And yet he still needs a week of complete isolation and concentration to prepare himself to go, what, lefnai v'lefnim. So says Rav Gedalia Shor, 4 lines from the bottom of the column. Im ha-kohen gadol be'eis shu nichnas lefnai v'lefnim, ha-yemeichen atzmo shivas yom lefnei yom ha-kippurim. If the kohen gadol would spend a week before Yom Kippur preparing himself, chav shin stands for kol shekein, anu anashim pshutim, us regular guys, who are not as ready, not as naturally ready as the Kohen Gadol. Tzrichim lasos hachana gedola be'eis asher anu omdim lichanes lefnai v'lefnim. How prepared do we need to make ourselves in order to be ready to go to the innermost sanctuary, be'amtzaos hatkiya shofar, through the sounding of the shofar. How ready do we need to be? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Okay? Okay, top of the left column. Rosh Hashanah, hu bechinas yira. Right? Rosh Hashanah is a time of great awe. Maybe even fear, trepidation. It's also a time of simcha. It's very much a time of simcha. We have a festive meal on Rosh Hashanah. Chazal say we wear white because we're confident that we're going to be Zocha Vadir. We come to Rosh Hashanah confident things are going to be good. Most people don't show up to a court case as confident as Jewish people do, but we show up confident, right? But we're also nervous. It's a time of Yira. And Yira doesn't just mean being nervous. Yira means to stand before Hashem with awe and trepidation. V'ikra avodas hayom hu sheyavo liyiras Hashem. The goal of Rosh Hashanah is to be a God-fearing Jew. That I'm omed lifnei hamelech. That's supposed to be my constant reality. But how many of us feel that day in and day out? Dol lifnei miata omed. No? You see it sometimes over an Aron in the shul or on a paroches. Yeah, maybe you wrote it on the front page of your sitter. Dol lifnei miata omed. Know before who you stand. To Maimer Chazal, it's not a pasuk. Dol lifnei miata omed. On Rosh Hashanah, it says the word Gedalia, you're supposed to feel that. That a person should come to Yiras Hashem. What is Yiras Hashem? What is Yiras Hashem? Let's read the next 3 words. She Yiras Shamayim, hu inyan echad im imru lefanay malchios kedesha tamlichuni aleichem. Yiras Shamayim is inyan echad. It's one thing with the Gemara we learned before that what? Say before me Malchios, recite the Psukim of Malchios to crown me as king. When you recognize the king and you really recognize the king, that's Yiras Hashem, that's Yiras Shamayim. So let me tell you an insight from Rav Huttner and the Sfas Emes, not on the page in front of me. Rav Huttner, in one of his svarim, notes something very interesting. You've heard of the concept of Yiras Hashem, right? Yiras Hashem, fear of Hashem, awe of Hashem. You've heard of the concept of Yiras Shemayim, yes? Harris, you've heard of Yiras Shemayim? Yiras Shemayim you've heard of. Okay? Seth, you've heard of Avas Hashem? Loving Hashem? You've heard of that, right? Anyone ever hear of the concept of Avas Shemayim? Sounds a little off, no? No one talks about Avas Shemayim. The question itself is a gevaldik question. We talk about Avas Hashem. We talk about Yiras Shemayim. We also talk about Yiras Hashem, but we don't talk about Avas Shemayim. Why not? Okay. So I'm not going to give you Rav Huttner's answer right now. I'm going to give you the Sfas Emes' answer as to why we call Yiras Hashem Yiras Shemayim. Right? We don't have a concept of Avas Shemayim. We do have a concept of Yiras Shemayim. Why do we use that term? What is that term? Yiras Shemayim, the fear of heaven. Says the Sfas Emes, you know what it means? It means we should have Yira, listen carefully, it's an amazing Vart. We should have Yira like the Shemayim. We should respect Hashem. We should respect Hashem the way that the Shemayim respects Hashem. I got one.
What does that mean?
What does it mean to have awe and respect of Hashem the way that the Shemayim has awe and respect for Hashem? So if you remember the Rashi's at the beginning of Chumash, when Hashem created the heavens, it was in a somewhat liquid state. It was somewhat fluid, whatever that means. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu solidified the Rakia. Hashem solidified the heavens. Again, whatever exactly that means. Right? Rashi says it was somewhat loose until HaKadosh Baruch Hu what? Roared at it and told it to hold its position. You know? Soldier, take your position. At attention. And says the Sfas Emes, from the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Shemayim, behave yourself, solidify yourself, right? Hold your place. The Shemayim has held its place. Says the Sfas Emes, Yira Shemayim means halavai, our awe and respect for the Melech, Malchei, Amlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be like the Shemayim. The same way that the Shemayim holds its position, has such an awesome respect for Hashem, that it does exactly what it's supposed to do. So our Yira, our awe, should be the same. It's Rashi on the Pasuk, Yihi Rakia. Rashi says, Yihi Rakia, it's Bereishis Perak Aleph Pasuk Vav, Mamash, the beginning of the Chumash. Yihi Rakia means Yischazek HaRakia. Hashem told the Rakia, be machazek yourself, be strong. Sha'af al pi shenivro shemayim biyom rishon, adayin lachim hayu. That even though the Shemayim was created on day one, it was still a little bit fluid. It wasn't yet solidified. V'karshu b'sheni, and it solidified, it gelled on the second, migara sakadosh baruch hu. From Hashem's what? Ga'ara means Hashem's what? Roar. Hashem says to the Shemayim, be a rakia, you hear rakia. And the Shemayim says, sir, yes, sir. And it holds its position forever. That's Yiras Shemayim. Hashem says to us, be a good Jew. All the time? Yeah, all the time. So then you don't have Yiras Shemayim. You don't have the Yira of the Shemayim. Your Yira is not as solid as the Shemayim. That's the goal, Yiras Shemayim. What's Rav Huttner's answer? Not for now. Because Rav Huttner is addressing more of the question of why we don't have Avas Shemayim. We're talking about Yira. Rosh Hashanah says, the word Yiras Hashemayim means what? When you say, do you realize what you're doing? Do you believe in the king? Are you mamlech the king? Do you stand before Hashem, the one who would stand before a melech basar v'dam? Ki inyan ha-malchus hu, fifth line. Ki inyan ha-malchus hu. What is a melech? How does an eved act before a melech? Sha'eved oseh kol maisav l'ratzon rabo. An eved who stands before a king thinks everything I have to do has to be in accordance with what? With the king's decree. And if I stray, if I deviate from what's being asked of me, off with your head. Morid b'malchus. Tie stakes. Your life's on the line. And Eved has to ask himself, is this exactly the ratzon of my master, of the king? V'chol pe'ula shu'osa.
Hu choshev mikodem im basiyaso yeh to'eles harabo. And every action that he does, he contemplates beforehand, will this action be yeh to'eles harabo? Will it benefit my master? As Ovdei Hashem, we have halacha. Right? A soldier has a very specific regimen for everything that he does. There's a way he gets out of bed. There's a way he puts on his shoes. There's a way that he walks. There's a way that he talks. Open up a Shulchan Aruch. It tells you how to get out of bed in the morning. It tells you how to wipe yourself in the bathroom. It tells you how to put on your shoes. It tells you, like a soldier, Yir HaShemayim, Malchus, standing before the Melech Malchei Olam. Right? And a soldier who doesn't tie his shoes the right way, and he gets caught by the general, he's in big trouble. Oh, come on. So I tied my shoes a little bit differently. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? There's an order to things. There's a seder to things here. Right? There's a hierarchy. There's an awe. There's a respect. There's a sense of, there's a temperament that a person has to have. V'zohi ha-bachina ha-pshuta shel Yirat Shamayim. This is the most basic Yirat Shamayim. To be a soldier who follows orders. We're not talking about this is basic. To be an Eved who does his master's decree. As the Pasuk says in Shemos Perek Tes, remember this? Hayares Dvar Hashem Me'avdei Paro V'gomer V'asher Lo Sam Libo Dvar Hashem. What's it talking about? What's about to happen? What plague is about to happen? Of a Yir HaShemayim, the heaven doesn't usually change its ways except when Barad happens. Yeah? Barad. They were warned. They were warned. What? Barad's coming. So says the Pasuk. Look at the Pasuk again. Hayares Tavar Hashem Me'avdei Paro. Those who feared God, those who said this Jewish God is not a joke. If he says something, he means business. So what did they do? No, what did they do? They brought their animals in. They were smart. They got out of the fields. V'asher lo sam libo l'dvar Hashem, but those who what? Look how it describes the opposite of Yir HaShemayim. Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb has a very awesome essay on this topic. And many Sifrei Chassidus pick up on this as well. Nor Gedaliah was saying it right here. What's being contrasted in the Pasuk? Hayari es dvar Hashem, one who fears God. And what's the other end of the pole, the other end of the spectrum? What does the Pasuk say? V'asher lo sum libo dvar Hashem. What does it mean, lo sum libo? It doesn't say those who fear God and those who didn't fear God. It's giving us a definition of one who doesn't fear God. What does he look like? He's asher lo sum libo. What does that mean? Not paying attention. Sloppy. He's careless. He doesn't care. Why do I have to tie my shoes that way? Because the Shulchan Aruch says so. Because that's what we do in this army. You don't ask your basic training. You start asking your officer. Can you explain why, right? If your officer tells you, if a higher ranking officer tells you, this is what we do here. This is how we scrub the toilets. That's what you do. You don't ask questions. Hayaris Devar Hashem. God says it's going to hail. Take your animals in. You take your animals in. What type of person doesn't take his animals in? What's the opposite of Yir HaShemayim? A person who's careless, who's sloppy, who's not paying attention, who's not preparing himself, like we were learning in the first part of the piece. Asher lo sam libo dvar Hashem. He's apathetic. He's not listening. He's not trying to learn the moves. Right? He's not asking himself, does this bring nachas ruach to Hashem? Does this bring nachas ruach to Hashem? That every move he makes, he understands, is dictated, is governed by halacha. Mashma sheyir HaShemayim hu inyan shel simas halev b'chol maisa shu osa. So if not Yir HaShemayim is not paying attention, so what is Yir HaShemayim? At attention. Sir, yes, sir. Being ready. Shelo la'asos davar shelo yiyeh l'ratzon Hashem yizbarach. That everything I do should be a fulfillment of Ratzon Hashem. However, that's an awesome responsibility. The hardest halach in Shulchan Aruch, and it's the easiest halach in Shulchan Aruch. Let's learn halach in Shulchan Aruch. is what we quoted last week, Baal Peh. Let's learn it inside. Simin Reish Lamed Aleph. Okay? The easiest and the hardest halacha in Shulchan Aruch. That'd be a good title for a shir. You always have to think of creative titles for shirim, you know? Otherwise people don't come to your shirim. To put like a good title on a poster. Easiest and hardest. How could the easiest and hardest halacha be the same halacha in Shulchan Aruch? So listen, you tell me, what do you think? Reish Lamed Aleph, chapter 231 of the Shulchan Aruch. The title of the chapter is Shekol Kavanosav Yu L'Shem Shemayim, like we spoke about last week. To do everything L'Shem Shemayim, like David HaMelech. I told you, David HaMelech is called a Maskil because Maskil is Rashi Tevos, Kol Ma'asecha Yu L'Shem Shemayim. A person of deep intellect. Listen to what it says. Im ef shar lo lilmod below shnas tzarayim. If you can't make it through a day without an afternoon nap, yishan. Take an afternoon nap. Let's talk about a yeshiva schedule. A person is learning 3 siddurim a day. Yeah? Usually after morning seder, you have lunch and a break. What should you do during the break? Well, if you're going to be half asleep during afternoon seder, so rest a little during the break. Take a little nap during the break. So you have energy to learn afternoon seder. Okay. Fine. Discussion when you wake up. Do you have to say Lokai Neshama or not again? You don't. Okay. You say Kriya Shema Alamita before you take your nap. Okay. Ubilvad shelo yarech ba. You shouldn't sleep too much during the day. She'osr lishon bayom. You shouldn't sleep extensively by day. Va'af b'zeh ha'ma'at. And even the little bit that you're sleeping during the day, the gishmaka afternoon nap, lo tehe kavanaso lahanas gufo. You shouldn't sleep because I had the comfiest bed. It's so fun to just, you know, for the pleasures of the body. Rather, you should sleep in order to strengthen yourself to serve your Creator. Everything you enjoy in this world. It shouldn't be self-serving, your own pleasure. Everything you do, Hashem says, enjoy my world, but make sure you do it, you know, for the right kavana. Kidichsiv b'chol derachecha da'ehu. In all of your ways, know Him. Hashem says, eat and sleep and do all those things, but do it l'shem shamayim. Va'amru chachamim kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. L'shem shamayim. Everything you should do should be l'shem shamayim. Sha'afilu dvar rishus. Even optional things can be holy. Kikhila. Vahashasiya, eating, drinking, halicha, walking, yeshiva, sing, kima, standing up, tashmish, intimacy, sicha, conversations. Tzarchei gufcha. Yukulam la'avoras baracha. Everything you do should be to serve your Creator. O lidavar hagorim avodaso. Or at the very least, something which will indirectly cause avodas Hashem. That's really machalkas, that line of the Shulchan Aruch, I think, is a machalkas chasidim v'snagdim. Is taking the nap of Avodas Hashem, or is taking the nap facilitate that afterwards I can go back to the base medrash and learn? A maven yavin. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch, listen to this. He goes on, he gives other examples. Right? And then the Shulchan Aruch says like this. A very simple calculation that a person can make. Yeah? He gives other examples. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, Klolo shel davar. Here's the bottom line. Chayiv Adam lasum einav velibo. Literally what we just learned in that pasuk. Literally what we just learned in that pasuk in Parshas Bo. Those who have Yiras Shemayim and those what? Are lo sam leif. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Chayiv, a person is obligated, lasum einav velibo. To place his mind, his eyes, his mind, his heart, al derachav, on the things that he does. And to think about the things that you do before you do them. Now listen to this. Rabbi Nachman says the exact same thing also in a beautiful piece in Likutei Moharan. He says it's a simple equation, but it's also a really hard equation. Because if you're going to be honest, it's hard. It's easy to convince yourself that things you're doing are giving honor to Hashem. Klalo shel davar. Listen, here's the klal. Halacha. Everything you do in life, ask yourself, does this help me to be a better Jew? If it does, then do it. And if not, lo yaseu. Just pay attention to how you're living your own life. Umi shenoe kein, concludes the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Yosef Cairo, 500 years ago, He writes, and a person who acts this way, Oved as Boro Tamid, serves Hashem all the time. You just have to ask yourself, is what I'm about to do something that Hashem wants me to do? There's a king. I'm a soldier. There are rules. Ask yourself, am I allowed to do this? If yes, go for it. And if not, don't. It's hard though, I want to do it. Ask yourself, does this help me in my avodas Hashem or not? It's a very simple klal, a simple equation. But again, it takes a lot of honesty to be able to ask such a question. Go back to the Gedalia. V'davar zehu echad im ha-malchus shemamlichem b'kadosh baruch hu l'melech b'yom hazeh. So that's what Rosh Hashanah is. Rosh Hashanah is sort of asking ourselves, what type of soldier do I want to be? That's a nice way to look at Rosh Hashanah. You walk in, you're standing lefnei ha-melech, and the king says to you, what type of soldier do you want to be? You're going to give me trouble again? Because soldiers who cause trouble are in big trouble. Or are you ready to be a real soldier? Are you ready to have yiras shemayim, the yira like the shemayim? Do you have a sense of malchus, of surrender to something bigger than you? Are you mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol pehula shehu oseh? In every move that you make, like we just read in Shulchan Aruch, do you think about it? The places you go, the people you associate with, the conversations you have, the classes you take, the clothing you wear, have you thought about what does this say about me as a? Because it has to be part of the calculation. Umamin shekol ma shekora lo. And to believe that Hashem is present in everything that happens in my life. That's what we call Yerushim. Okay, let's finish the piece. Bottom paragraph. Iker Yiras Shemayim Haya B'Mikdash. So now let's put together the left column and the right column of this page. We started off by saying, wow, the shofar takes us Lefnai V'Lefnim. And we spoke about that when you're standing before the king, obviously there's certain expectations in terms of how one acts and how one speaks and how one presents oneself. And we spoke about how Rosh Hashanah is the day of Yiras Shamayim. It's tragic. Again, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So we're not used to being in the presence of the palace. It's a foreign image to us. Iker Yiras Shamayim Haya B'Mikdash. Kamosha Omrim B'Seder HaTfila is what we daven every day in our Shemona Esrei. V'sechazena einenu b'shuvcha l'tzion b'rachamim v'sham na'avodcha b'yira. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we could just have a base of mikdash, then we would know what Yiras Shamayim looks like. You can get a taste of it in this world. You go to Buckingham Palace, you get a sense of something malchusdik. Rabbi Saul Rizhner, the Heilig Rizhner, lived in a palace. He was exceedingly wealthy. He lived in a palace. And the reason was, not because he thought it was, you know, more rebbish to live in a palace because he wanted to have a fancier place to live. The Rizhner lived personally, he made himself suffer. He didn't enjoy his own wealth. But he wanted to give Klal Yisrael a sense of malchus. The Jewish people are part of the royal family. Right? You're not just an Eved, you're also a prince. And that also comes with expectations, how you act in the palace. A prince acts a certain way. But it's foreign to us. The Gemara encouraged us in Mesechas Brachos, go see kings of flesh and blood so you can have a what? So you can have an image. A small picture, is there anpin, a small image of something that once existed. To be able to come to Beis HaMikdash, Shom Davad Chabiyira. Umevara Svasemis, the Svasemis explains in his writings on Pesach, Ki Ayira Sheyeshlanu Achshav Begalos Einu B'Shleimus. It's impossible for us to have complete Yira today. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Because our yira is only what? Intellectual. I've never stood there. I was never in the presence of Hashem in a Beis HaMikdash. I could picture what it was like. I could remind myself that God is creator of the world. But it's all a mental construct. I've never mamish been there. And it says the Sfas Emes, because of that, your yira shema is lacking. The ikr hayira, look at this line. You know what real yira is? When you feel the presence of the Shechina. You came to Beis HaMikdash, you felt something. You didn't just intellectually know that God was present in a certain way, that there was Hashras Hashechina. You felt it in the deepest way. And when you feel that, that's the most awesome feeling in the world. Awesome in both senses. Tarti Mashua. awesome and like, wow, it feels amazing, but awesome like, whoa, this is very intense. Okay? I want to share with you a mashal from the Baal Shem Tov, which is also awesome. It's found in the Sefer Toldos Yaakov Yosef, which I'm holding here. Again, I told you it's the first Hasidic work ever printed. Toldos Yaakov Yosef, a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. It's in Parshas Bo. This is a mind-blowing piece. I only heard this recently. This is, I think, one of my favorite Torahs from the Baal Shem Tov, because it's so true. And it's the feeling a Jew is supposed to have in Rosh Hashanah when he hears the shofar. Listen to this. Shamati Mimori. I heard from my Rebbe, quoting the Baal Shem Tov. An explanation of the Pasuk in Tehillim. You know the Pasuk? Kel Nekamos Hashem, Kel Nekamos Hofia. What does it mean? Kel Nekamot Hashem, a God of Nekama. What's Nekama? Revenge, vengeance. A God of revenge. A God of Nekama is Hashem. Kel Nekamos Hofia. Prepare yourself because what? Because a God of Nekama is Hofia. He's appearing. I mean, look out. Hashem's coming to town. Hashem's got his baseball bat. Looking to rough some people up. Of course, that's not, right? Not what David Melech is really saying. So says the Baal Shem Tov, what is the Pasuk saying? You know, watch out. God's coming. You better hide. Kael Nekama Sophia. God's coming to take revenge. Al pi mashal. Baal Shem Tov gave a mashal. Le'ish kvar echad shemarad b'melech. Imagine a pashuta person who has no shaychus to the melech. And he rebels against the king. He's a villager. He doesn't have an appreciation for the king. He doesn't know who the king is. Yeah. Shehika v'rakam ikunan shal melech. Whatever. He's mezalzel the king's sign of the kingdom. He burns the flag. Yeah. Okayotzi b'zeh. And the king finds out. This punk is burning my insignia. Nus, what does the king do? He's got options. Throw him in jail. Could have him, you know, summarily executed. Get rid of him. The king says, I'm going to punish him even worse. Which is really a bracha in disguise, of course. This is not Hashem being mean. You know what the biggest punishment is? Listen to this. Umiyad osa melech oso l'rosh. The king takes this villager, brings him to the palace, and gives him a position of authority. What? Got the wrong guy. I burnt the flag. V'aleyu madrega l'madrega shenasa mishna l'melech. Baal Shem Tov is a mashal. He says, this guy, the king, you know, trains him, boosts him up, climbs the ranks, until he's mamish second in command. He's Mishnah LeMelech. V'cho ma shehetiv ha-melech imo yoser, ve'hevi'u li-yoser madrega. And the more the king brought him up, level after level after level, v'ra yoser kvod ha-melech, and he starts to see who the king really is. In terms of his personal generosity towards him, he should have chopped his head off. But also he starts to see the inner workings of the palace. Right? He's going lifnai v'lifnim. And he says, I'm such a fool. I had the audacity to spit on the flag. Do I know what this represents? Right? The closer he gets to the king, the more tsar he feels. How did I ever act the way that I acted? Says the Baal Shem Tov, that's the pshat of the pasuk. Kel nekamos Hashem. You know how Hashem gets revenge? You know how Hashem gets you back? What's the end of the pasuk? Kel nekamos hofia. You know Hashem gets you? He reveals himself. Hashem reveals himself to you, and you feel, I am such a clown. Once Hashem is present in my life, how on earth did I used to... Hashem was also right by my side when I used to do X, Y, and Z. Am I crazy? I had no sense of who the king was. By appearing, through hofia, by revealing himself, right? Hashem simultaneously teaches you what a terrible mistake you made, and hopefully opens up, and this is really the Tzad HaTov, opens up a doorway for you to start appreciating who he is. So you show up in Shul on Rosh Hashanah, you feel bad. Because Hashem is appearing. Because the shofar is taking you lifnai v'lifnim, and there's nowhere to hide. It says the Baal Shem Tov, Ratzal Lomar, Shen nikmos Hashem yizbarach hu, al yedei midas harachamim. That Hashem, by being nice to you, is the biggest punishment. Because then you feel like, wow, I was trying to make the king out to be so bad, so evil, right? And the king has proven me completely wrong. Through the Hofia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ratzalom Hashana, Kamahu, B'masho Hofia Lo Migdulasa. When Hashem reveals His grandeur to you, Uveroso Gdulas HaMelech, and then you remember, I rebelled against the king of all kings, that's the biggest punishment in the world. No? Strong, Chaver, no? So when a Jew would come to the Beis HaMikdash, he would have that type of experience. He was forced to confront the king face on. And when he felt that Hashuas HaShechina, it hurt. And that was part of the fixing. Ubebeis HaMikdash, let's finish the piece. Ubebeis HaMikdash HaShem, Hayom Makum Shal Giloy HaShechina. The Beis HaMikdash was a place of revelation. Hayis HaShem Iker HaYira. That was the main place of Yira. V'Yira Ba Mitoch Re'iya. Amazing idea. Same letters. Yira, awe, fear, dread. Everyone translate Yira? I like awe. Yira comes from Re'iya. Same letters. Reish Aleph Yod Hey. Seeing. Right? When you're at a great distance from someone who's very powerful, it's easy to talk a big game. Go say it to their face. You know? From a distance, it's easy to talk. Go stand in their face and say it. V'osios hadein kahadein. That means these letters are like those letters. Yira is the same letters as Re'iya. V'zeo masha omer b'hagadah. And that's what we say in the Haggadah Shal Pesach. U'more gadol. More gadol. Hashem came to Mitzrayim. More gadol. Says the Haggadah. Zo gilei shechina. The more Hashem reveals himself. Kel nekamos hofia. The more Hashem reveals himself, the more a person has a sense of, whoa, I can't live hefker. A part of a malchus. There's rules. Ula asid kishi yibana beis hamikdash tiyah yira b'shleimus. It says this v'asemes, when the beis hamikdash will be built, we'll have real yira. V'zeh masha omrim v'sham, there, in the beis hamikdash, na'avad chabiyira. Goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim, through the shofar, and he wants to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu va'omid lefnei Hashem be'emtzos tekiya shofar. Yachol ha'odom lahasig habachina shal yira shahaya b'beis hamikdash. It's an amazing way to look at Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a chance in a time of Churban to visit the Beis HaMikdash and to become the Kohen Gadol and to walk into Kodesh Kadashim and kill the Kamos. It's going to hurt a little bit because of Hofiyah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing himself to you. But that's a big bracha. And it's in that place that a person can have real Yira Shamayim, like a soldier, understanding the rules, as we enter into a new year with new rules, Tav Shin Pei, and to have real Kabbalah Solmach HaShemayim. A trip to the Beis HaMikdash Mamish. A place we couldn't even go if we had the real Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so again, like Rav Gedalia Yeshua said, if a Kohen Gadol needs 7 days to prepare, no, today's the 3rd of Elul. Rav Kook's Yartzei. 3rd of Elul. Yeah? It's time to start preparing ourselves. You can't just show up. You're going to look foolish. You're going to be embarrassed. Be ready. Be ready for that conversation with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? Again, remember that Aleph Tishrei is the middle point of the year. The shofar is lifnai v'lifnim. It's a shofar blast that comes from the kishkas, from the depths of a person. It's trying to be megala arpnimius, as Hashem is trying to reveal His inner dimension, so to speak, to us. So let's make sure that we're able to, you know, to really feel that. Again, it's not an intellectual experience, as Sfas Emes said. It's not, if you're going to have Yira just through Seichel, then you're not going to have Yira Shemayim Shlema. By full Yira Shemayim, you have to be able to feel the Hashuas HaShechina that comes with the shofar. Yes? What's here? Oh. There you go. Good ha'ara. Yira and Re'iya is Rashi Tevos, Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk. Very good. Avram Yitzchak HaKohen. Very good. Okay, so B'schus all the tzaddikim. Rav Kuk had Yira Shemayim. Halavai, as he hovers over us. You know, he's a Kohen Gadol, that's right. He knows a thing or two about Lefnai v'Lefnim. All right, so we should, you know, when you look at that image, you walk into the shirim, you see that picture, it should inspire you. Okay, good, we'll stop here for today. Shkoyach.